It's you again. What do you want? A Christmas story? Really? You woke me up for this. Yeah, fine. Let's see what I have here. Give me that book, would you? Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, just cuddle down. Oh, whatever. Okay, let's... no. Oh, God, they're all so long. How about... Oh, wait. Oh. No. Not this one. Oh, this is so depressing. I could... No, not that one. Oh, jeez. I still don't want to do this. But yet, here you are, waiting for a story. Okay. No, you know what? I'm just gonna make one up. Yeah. These are either no good or too long, or I just don't fucking feel like it. So yeah, let's go. Once upon a town. In a faraway place. With Jupiter or Mars or whatever. There was, siblings living together, and they were so excited for Christmas, that holiday, and the sister said to her brother, because they're one guy, one girl, whatever, this Christmas, I really want us all to be happy. And the brother said, and I wish for food. Because he was hungry, I guess. And she wanted to be happy. And they pestered their parents, being like, hey, we want happiness and food for Christmas. And their parents were like, sure, whatever. Let's do that, yeah. You should probably write a letter to Santa or something. And the siblings were so excited that they ran off right away to make the letters for Santa Claus. But the thing is, they couldn't write. So they addressed it to the wrong person. Dear, John, for Christmas we really want to be happy and we want a lot of food. And then they signed their names, which was Chloe and... Gustav, I don't know. And then they ran to their parents and was like, hey, we wrote the letter for Santa John or whatever, yeah. So the parent was like, yeah, good. And they put it in an envelope and they wrote the North Pole on the front of it, and then the dad went outside to post it and was like, I'm not doing this shit. So he just put it in his car. And the next day he had his coworker with him, which accidentally had the same name as that was written in the letter, was like, hey, this is for me. And he read it and was like, this does not make sense. This is just a bunch of gibberish written in here. Why did he give me this? So he decided to give something to his boss. Or coworker, no coworker, he wasn't his boss. People don't usually hitch a ride with their boss to work. So they got to their work site, was like, I'm gonna go do my stuff and you do your stuff or whatever. We'll meet up here afterwards. So the coworker, he went and got a sticker that said Merry Christmas. And he put it in another envelope and marked it with the names of the kids of the coworker. The dad of the kids, or yeah, you get that. And then the dad came back home after dropping off his coworker after work day. It was like, hey, I think Santa responded to you. Here's the letter. And then both of the kids were so excited. Gustav and Chloe. They ran into their room and opened up, and inside they found two wonderful stickers. One of them had a picture of food, and the other one had a smiley face. And they were like, yay, Christmas is saved. The end. Yeah, that's the story. You didn't like it? Well, too bad. This is all I could do, okay? Just go read yourself. You know how to do that, so yeah. Leave me alone with my cherry and the wine and all the other stuff I have here, because I don't really care that much. I don't understand why your parents drop you off here. So, yeah, that's that. Now, scoot. I'm gonna watch something on a television, and I don't want you to be here. Go away. Crazy times. Crazy times.